Okay, we have an employment and HR specialist, Natasha. Right or wrong to lie on your resume?
Hi, Beck and Soda. It's 100% wrong. I even wrote a book called From Hire to Fire and everything in between, and right. It terrifies me. It's unethical, it's fraud, and you can go to jail for this. So if you want to go to jail, that's a good way to get there.
Natasha, can I ask, have you got any idea, I imagine you did a reasonable amount of research from hire to fire and everything in between with your book. Do we ever see a bit of a gauge of what percentage of people lie on their resume?
Yeah, it's about 25%, and I reckon it's even higher for those people who do those embellishments that you were talking about, Soda.
Right.
So it is rampant and it needs to be stopped. And the best way to stop it is to do recruitment well. And I think some businesses are hugely scared. They can't find people at the moment.
Yeah.
So they are cutting corners and making some big mistakes. And in HR, this is a big issue because the fines for a business for getting this stuff wrong, that's why it terrifies me, is $66,000 per breach for the company and $13,000 for her that did it if she gets caught.
And what about with referees? Do people fake their referees as well?
They absolutely do. So they just generally say at the minute, call Mary Smith. Well, who the hell is Mary Smith? Mm. What you need to do is through the CV say, who did you report to in that role, and call that person. And you can even do statement of services, you know, just bring the organisation and say, when did they work there?
Yeah.
How long did they work there? Check it out. Don't just take it on what the CV says.
Natasha, just quickly, thank you so much too for your insight. Just before you go, what's the worst sort of example you came across of someone lying and what they're able to get away with?
Look, there's a guy in the US at the moment, George Santos, who's a Republican, who's just been elected to the Congress, and he has lied about his university, he's lied about the sporting teams, he's even said he was Jewish, he's not. He's also said that he had mates that were killed in a shooting in the US, and he's just been found out, and now his party are calling on him to resign. Another example, an organisation I worked for found out 8 months after a heap of people had started that their qualifications were wrong, and they all got fired, even though they were actually doing a good job, because integrity was a key core value. And also, at the end of the day, it's fraud.
Yeah.
They've said they can do something they can't. It's wrong.
Yep.
Natasha Hawker, employment and HR specialist, thank you. I think unanimously wrong.
Yeah.
Just
absolutely.
Earn your stripes, people. Play it straight.
Natasha's book, From Hire to Fire and Everything in Between. Hey, thanks so much for your calls, Adelaide. It was amazing.
No mayo. Beck and Soda for breakfast.